ABC Radio Australia.
Residents of Guam have endured a harrowing night of storms, heavy rain and thrashing winds after the eye of a powerful typhoon Mawa swept over the island last night. Residents were ordered into shelters on Tuesday night and they fear what they will wake up to today, with trees and cars pushed over by winds travelling at more than 220 kilometres per hour. For more, we're joined now by Landon Eidlett, who's the warning coordination meteorologist at the U.S. National Weather Service in Guam. Good morning to you, Landon, and thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Beat.
Good morning to you as well, and it's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Well, tell us how it is there in Guam at the moment. What's the situation like?
Right now, it's kind of a ghastly quiet. We're kind of in a lull waiting for the sun to rise up very shortly. I very much expect a grisly scene across the island. I've been forecasting and communicating to the folks for several days that what we see going into shelters Tuesday night will be a dramatically altered landscape come Thursday morning. And I think that's very much at hand as the sun rises. It's going to be a very devastating scene based on preliminary reports I'm getting from people all over the island. It's going to be bad.
Well, that's very worrying to hear, Landon. I mean, what are the reports you are hearing from people? I understand the storm passed over the night. Is that right? Do you have any understanding of what was damaged?
Yeah, that's correct. We did have that storm make its very slow approach to Guam, and it passed just north of the island. We're trying to confirm reports of an eye passage over Anderson Air Force Base in the far northern part of the island. That may have occurred around 9:45 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. We might have been on the very south side of that eye with the bulk of that eye passing through the Rota Channel, which is the channel of water between Guam and the island of Rota to our north. We're trying to confirm those reports, but we had peak conditions for nearly a 6 to 8 hour period across the island with relentless rains, thrashing winds, and vivid lightning for a period of time, causing all kinds of problems. And so the reports, including damage to several of our major hotels inside and outside of the structures, the hospitals, two of our main hospitals have sustained some significant damage. The Guam International Airport, I'm seeing videos come through in several WhatsApp circles, flooding of the airport. So this is just the beginning. This is going to be a very revealing scene in the next half hour to hour. I'm waiting for a call with the governor of Guam as she and her team are about to set out. We're going to be touching base very shortly to discuss their needs, their concerns, and the ongoing weather threats and hazards across the island this morning. And so we're still near tropical storm force conditions across the island. This has taken its time to get out of the region so that people can get out and about and start picking up the pieces as soon as they can.
So does the threat remain? The storm hasn't quite completed its passage out of the area?
That's correct. So this typhoon has been intensifying overnight. It is getting another eye. It's starting to show a nice, well-formed eye. It looks like it's about 60 miles away from Guam to the west at this time. So it is gaining distance away from us, which is great news. But it's that expanded wind field of tropical storm force winds that extend outward from the center of this typhoon that is still keeping showers and gusty winds over the island.
Oh dear. And you said 6 to 8 hours that it was, you know, it was the slow moving storm as it passed over Guam. Have you had any reports of injuries or any people hurt from this?
I've had only one report, and that was surrounding a senior citizen home. I believe the report was that typhoon shutters were ripped off of much of the building and some debris hit one of the residents. That is not yet confirmed, but that's the only report of injuries that I've received at this time. This will be greatly increasing in frequency, I'm sure, throughout the day as people are picking up the pieces and communications start rolling. Right now, our telecommunications, they have taken a hit. Phone service, cell service is very limited and spotty. I'm actually on Wi-Fi here at the National Weather Service office. So fortunately, we still have communications. We'll probably be going through a Facebook Live broadcast on U.S. National Weather Service Guam sometime in the 7 o'clock hour to provide the latest information on Typhoon Mawar. And that's going to be probably in about another hour, hour and a half. We're going to be going Facebook Live to provide those latest details as people are starting to emerge and step outside their doors to a whole different landscape.
Mm. Yes, that's important news for listeners if they do want to tune in and find out the latest in an hour. Landon, you'll be there updating people. What are your priorities now? It's just the start of the day there in Guam. Can you foresee what your day might look like?
It's a tricky one. I really want to go home and check my house. I don't know what I'm going home to. I already had water on some of my floors Tuesday evening as I prepared my place at the very last minute. So I'm terrified what I'm going to be going home to. Right now, my priority is my staff here. We've been here since Tuesday evening, rotating shifts, rotating naps so that we can keep.
Oh, dear. We might have just.
But I'm about to shut the office down so that we can prioritize our needs, our physical, emotional, and mental needs.
Yes, that's understandable. And you did cut out for a second, Landon, and I do understand that communications are tough. We really, really appreciate you speaking to us during this difficult time. Now, do you know, has it been the whole, all communities that have been affected there in Guam? Are there any people who've been most affected by the storms that you expect need extra help?
It's tough to say right now, but I believe looking at the satellite animation of the worst conditions, I think central and northern Guam took the worst beating with the heavy rain bands that really formed over the island beyond or after 8 o'clock p.m. that went on till midnight. It was just a relentless beating of this heavy rain band and the strong typhoon force winds that just went relentlessly. Southern Guam, they took a pretty good hit as well, but I'm hoping they might have been spared a little bit better than central northern parts because they are a little bit farther from the more improved infrastructure of central Guam. Those reports will be forthcoming, but a lot of roads are impassable. It's going to be a while before we get people able to travel around the island. But the entirety of Guam took a severe beating overnight.
And Landon, you did mention, I mean, you just mentioned the roads there. Earlier you mentioned that hospitals are also affected, airports as well. Are you worried about relief efforts going forward?
I'm not too concerned about that. I know this is something that we plan for. This is something we exercise for as an island. We work with our stakeholders every year. That's inclusive of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, our military bases, many GovGuam agencies, the Homeland Security, FEMA. We were very forward-leaning with this storm on Friday when we called up the first heavy weather briefs on Friday afternoon. And I said, this is something we have to take very seriously. And so we need to lean forward, especially with a weekend upon us. The government of Guam did exactly that. And I think that put us in a very, very good posture to weather whatever this storm does to us. So FEMA is on hand. They sent out teams over here from the states in advance of the storm. And the coordination and the planning and the preparedness was well in place before this thing ever arrived. And I think it was that forward leaning, the planning and preparedness that is going to be our saving grace for this storm event. A lot of prayers are being said about this. I think we dodged a bullet with all said and done. Mm-hmm. I think we dodged a bullet with this one. As bad as it is, we were spared the worst, I think.
Oh, well, fingers crossed that does hold true. I know you've got a busy day surveying the damage today, Landon. Just finally, has Guam faced typhoons, big storms like this before? Or I've been hearing that this is the worst one in about a decade. Can you give us some context here?
Yeah, that's correct. And when this thing went super typhoon briefly on, I think it was Tuesday, it was a super typhoon status as it was making its approach to Guam. We were looking at a very dire situation, possibly the worst typhoon in recorded history that goes back to Typhoon Karen that struck Guam in the 1960s. The second worst typhoon to strike Guam was Typhoon Pangsunhwa in December of 2002. We were looking to exceed those conditions if we were having a super typhoon strike Guam directly. Fortunately, it lost some intensity Tuesday night into Wednesday, and it also shifted a little bit farther north, clipping the northern part of Guam. So again, we dodged a significant bullet. that things did not proceed with a super typhoon Category 5 storm striking us directly. This was a Category 4, but that's not going to be much relief to people. So this is probably will likely be the worst typhoon we've had in 20 years, all the way back since 2002's Typhoon Pangsunhwa in December of that year. We've had other typhoons in recent years, 2018 Typhoon Mangkhut. That was not so bad. Also, May 15th, 2015, Typhoon Dolphin that struck in northern Guam, and that had that did not compare to the storm by any means. This storm exceeds both 2018 and 2015.
Well, hopefully that preparation that you've done, Landon, has worked and people are safe, and all the best as you pick up the pieces today. And yes, hopefully the damage isn't as bad as you might expect, but all the very best. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure speaking to you. And the prayers are very much appreciated for the island of Guam.
Yes, we'll be praying for you across the Pacific. And as Landon mentioned earlier, you can tune in to the Guam weather service on Facebook. They'll be going live, he said, in about 45 minutes to an hour to provide the latest update there. That was Landon Eidlett. He's the warning coordination meteorologist at the U.S. National Weather Service in Guam. He's just about to advise the governor of Guam about what to do in the wake of this Typhoon Mawa, which swept over Guam last night. We're hearing reports of damaged, fallen trees, cars. Landon was saying hospitals might be damaged, including airports and roads. So quite a lot of expected damage there. As I said, thoughts and prayers with the people of Guam today.